Okay, today we're going to discuss whether women are chayiv, pater, or aser in zimun, in doing a zimun when they eat together. When you have a group of women eating together, should they do a zimun, should they not do a zimun? A close family friend of ours has three daughters and no sons. I remember he asked the Rashiva of Shoyashiv every single Shabbos at his house, when they don't have company, should we do a zimun? Should the girls do a zimun amongst themselves? His daughters were already older. Should they not do a zimun? So this is the sugya I want to look at. I'll save the answer that the Rashiva gave for later, maybe. But anyway, the Gemara Maseches Brachos Taf Mem Hei says, Mishnah Maseches Brachos says, Shlosha Shach Lukachas Chayav Lazamin. Three people eat together, they have to do a zimun. The Mishnah goes on to say, Nashim va'avadim katanim ein mezamnin aleihen, that you can't include women in a zimun for men, meaning if you're looking for three people and you have two men and one woman, that does not count as a zimun. However, says the Gemara in Mem Hei Amud Beis Maseches Brachos, Tashma, Nashim zamnos liatzman. Women can do a zimun amongst themselves. Va'avadim mezamnin liatzman, and avadim can do a zimun amongst themselves. Right, but Nashim cannot do with Avadim, the Gemara says, because that's inappropriate, it's not good. So, in fact, the Gemara, the Katani, Nashim zamun liatzman, v'avadim zamun liatzman, but wait a second, don't we normally say, v'ameya nashi katre gavri damyan? Normally, when it comes to a minyan, let's say, we treat even 100 women are no different than two men, and really, the Rishonim point out, they're no different than one man either in halacha, in terms of edus, 100 women are like one man, really. Women are only believed when it's echanam bisurin, right? So 100 women are like one man, they're not like three men, so how can you count women to a zimun? So Tosos answers, shiny hasam dika deos, that when it comes to the zimun, it's not totally on the number in terms of the number of a halachic number as much as it is three people with das. The three people together with das, there are three deos there. And as long as there are three deos there, you're chayiv in zimun. It's just we don't let women do a zimun together with men, avadim, or whatever, when they're all eating together. Mishum pritsusa. But as even with avadim, they're on the same level of chiyuv, mishum pritzus, so we don't allow it. But as long as there are women eating together, it's an open and shut case in the Gemara, nashim ezamnos. Beis Yosef points out, some Rishonim think that women can lead the zimun with men. Beis Yosef quotes such deos, Beis Yosef in some kuf tzadites, that women can even lead a zimun when men are there, but he says, we never heard of such a thing. Beis Yosef rejects it out of hand. He says, I saw it written a couple of places, but lo shamanu al davar zeh, that's crazy to say that when men are there, that women are going to lead the zimun if there are men eating there as well. The Rambam says that, just one additional qualification, that if you have 10 women, they don't say elokeinu. Right? Elokeinu is a din in having a minion there. That they don't have. It's not a minion, but they do have a zimun when they have three. Now this din, is this optional or is this required that women do a zimun? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Erechin Daf Gimel. The Gemara says, Hakol chayovin bezimun, la'asuye mai. When we say everyone is chayiv in zimun, who does that come to include? La'asuye nashim va'avadim. Titanya, nashim izamnos li'atzman, va'avadim izamnos li'atzman. So you see it's explicit in the Gemara, not just that they are allowed to do a zimun, but that they're mechuyev to do a zimun. Tosos, however, Maseches Brachos says on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis that really in the idea of women doing a zimun is only a rishos. Tosos says based on the lashon the Gemara has of the ikadeos and that it's a mezamnos, he says mikan mashma denashim yicholos lezamin liatzman, that they're able to be mezamin liatzman. And interestingly, he says v'chein asu benos rabenu. Avram Chamav Shel Rabbeinu Yehuda Al Pi Avien, and so great the daughters of great Rishonim did this. Umi Lonagua Olam Kain. Already in the times of the Rishonim, you find that even though this is something that they're allowed to do, people didn't really do it. So he says it's kash, it's difficult. Why didn't they do it? So he says, you have to say they didn't do it because it's a rishos. It's never really a chiyuv. That it's not, in fact, a chiyuv. What about the Gemara in Erechin? Hakol mechuyavin bezimun la'asuyin nashim. Linyin rishos ka'amar v'lo linyin chova. That means it's a rishos. It's not a chova. It's a little bit hard, right? That it's they're chayiv and zimun, they have a rishos to do it. Chayiv and zimun means that they have a chalos of a zimun, but not that they're actually chayiv to do it. But that's how Tosfos wants to say that it has to be rishos, because otherwise we have no good explanation for the minhag ha'olam that people don't do it. Why shouldn't women do it all the time? Mishra Brura and Sifkat and Zayin writes that they didn't make it obligatory because it was very common for women not to know how to bench, so they couldn't make it a chiyuv. That's how he explains the Shitas Tosos, because how can you make it a chiyuv? They're ill-equipped to fulfill that chiyuv. So Rabbi Willard just points out that's a very shver of art. They have to bench. They're going to have to bench anyway. They are chayvim brachos mazonim, the rabbanon at least. So they are chayvim benching. So that they can get. All the brachos of benching, that they'll get down. But Rabbi Sinai Varech is going to be too hard to master, to get the couple of lines to put a zimun together, or to put it into the feminine, to translate it from the masculine to the feminine. Very hard to say something like that. The Shartzi and Sivkat and Vav points out that Rabbi Ulig's quote is printed. It's in Am Mordechai, in the first volume of Am Mordechai, Amasechus Brachos. The Shartzi writes that it's not a chiyuv because it's a gnai for women to use a kos. And you're supposed to use a kos when you do zimun, and it's a gnai for women to be drinking, so they shouldn't use a kos. So that's why they can't make it a chiyuv. Can't make it a chiyuv to do something so unsneostic or whatever of using a kos. Rabbi Ulig points out they're chayv in Kiddush. Al Hakos, it's also only Drabanan. Why didn't the Rabbanan say they shouldn't be chayv in Kiddush Al Hakos? They should only be chayv in Kiddush Bedvarim, whatever the din d'oraisa of Kiddush is, however the Rambam says, to be Mekadesh Shabbos Bedvarim. Why do we have to include them in Kiddush Al Hakos, which is only Drabanan? So you have to say that apparently that's not true. That we're not gonna hold them back from a mitzvah because there's a kos associated with it. The Rush of Maseches Brachos Perek Zayin Siman Dalet disagrees with Tosfos. He says no, they're mechuyavos in zimun. It's not a rishus. If they're chayiv in brachos hamazon d'oraisa, there's no reason they shouldn't be chayiv in zimun. Halach l'maisa, what are we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes Si'iv Vav. Read you the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Chuf Tzadi Tes Sivav. Nashim Mizamnos Liatzman Rishus. He says, Nashim have a Rishus. They have the right to be Mizamnos Liatzman. Avak Lashachos Im Ha'anashim Chayavos V'yotos B'zimun Shalanu. Very important, he says. But when women eat together with men, they're included in the Chiyuv of Zimun that's created by having three people there. Not when there are two men, one woman. When there are three men and three women, whatever it is, three men, one woman, whatever, it doesn't matter. Once there are three men and there are also women there, women are chayiv in zimun. A lot of people miss this. A lot of people think, okay, when the men make a muzum and the women could be schmoozing in the kitchen, they could be doing other things, cleaning up the table, whatever it is, changing the baby's diaper, whatever, and doing a million other things. No, women are chayiv in zimun. The women have to be, the men have to know to be makbid, to remind their wives, by the way, we're benching with the mezumah now. It's not some newfangled left-wing thing. This is the chiyuv, this is the din. It's absolutely, they're absolutely required in zimun on that level. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Now the Bir Halacha quotes in the name of the Gra, that even when women eat alone, three women, that they're chayiv in zimun. He paskins against Shulchan Aruch. Bir Halacha B'Shem Legra says no, we pass like the Shitas HaRash, not like the Shitas HaTosos, that it's a Chiyuv, it's not a Rishus. Now what about splitting up? Let's say you have three men, three women eating together. So can you have three men do a Mezumin and three women do a Mezumin? If you have six men eating together, so it's enough in the Mishnah. Three men, you could split up, no problem. So Mishabura quotes in the name of the Shulchan Aruch Rav that they can. They can split up, make their own zuman. Rabbi Willig in Am Mordechai Siman Chavav Os Beis has rayas that they cannot split up because according to Tosos, the nature of zimun by women is simply shomea kaona and not a din of chabura. He has rayas to this yisod. It's not for a time in alachashir, but that a din chabura they can't make. So if they could latch on to something that actually has a din chabura, they should latch on to that and not break off and have a lower level zimun. So what's the minhag? Do women do a zimun or not? So on their own, when women are eating alone, the Aruch HaShulchan Kuf Tzadi Tes Sif Beis says, he's never seen it done. He's never seen that people do this. Even though it's a rishus, they're certainly permitted to do it. And according to the Gra, they're mechuyev to do it. He says, I just don't see that people do it. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Korach says, well, they don't do it. That's not an excuse. They have to do it. You're mechuyev in Zimun. What do you mean they don't do it? They absolutely should do it. So the Ben Ish Chai, or not that they have to, it's a Rishos, but it's something that's a, it's at least according to some Rishon, it's a chuyev. And no one says it's Aser. So there's no reason not to. So that seems to be something that I don't know, just asking around. I don't know what the minhag is, what people do. I was just asking around, and I'm told, like, you know, in the more right-wing circles, they don't do it. And, you know, I don't know why. I don't know what the... Probably because they're afraid of slippery slope or whatever. It depends what your attitude towards women's issues in general is. If your attitude is, whatever they can do, let them do. You know, whatever halachically you could find a loophole for, let them do. So that's probably not the best attitude. Some have the attitude, since there is such a movement out there to try to push forward, you know, women's issues, even when it doesn't necessarily, conform to halacha, so then maybe we should try to limit as much as possible. Others say, no, maybe the best response is to actually do what the halacha says, to actually observe the halacha to the letter. So we're not trying to stifle anything. We're just trying to observe what the halacha says. And therefore it makes sense, mistama, that women should make a muzumin when they eat together. Rashi Vishayashiv, when that friend of the family asked him what to do, he said, they probably should, but don't. Which is, you know, reflective of that other day of just because of the climate of keeping everything, you know, as limited as possible. When women eat with men, Rav Moshe writes that maybe there's a difference between a weekday and Shabbos, that maybe during the week, even if there are three men there, maybe women don't have to join together with them. We'll come back to that Rav Moshe Bez Hashem when we discuss the minhag in many yeshivas that they never do muzumin during the week. But Rav Moshe says, really, husbands should learn to be more makbid and to remind their wives that they should be included in the zimun. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vazner, Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Ches, says that they rely on the opinion that the Chiyuv doesn't set in until they finish the meal together. That's why you have so many women that don't join in the Zimun when the men are making a Zimun together. They're relying on a Das Yachid that the Chiyuv doesn't set in until you finish the meal together, and when they're finishing the meal, they're benching. The women are in the kitchen, so they're not finishing the meal together. In the Tshuva Shevet HaKasi, Chelek Dalet, Siman Gimel, he says, when they start eating, they're planning not to be Mitzdarev, then they don't need to be Mitzdarev. Then they're not going to be Chayiv in the Zimun. So that must be what they rely on. Whatever it is, it's a shverkite, meaning it's something that they really should do. If there are three men eating together, it seems that there's really no way out. I asked Rabbi Willig, what do you think? Why is it that women don't join together? They're not makbid to bench when there are more than three men there and the men are doing a zimun? He says, it's amaratzos. People don't know. People simply don't know. So all these heterim, all these kuntzim that you have, Moshe and the Shevet HaLevim, they're trying to be miyashev a minhag, but it's really an incorrect minhag. Women should absolutely be included when men are making a zimun, and when women eat together, it's at least a rishos, and according to many rishonim, even a chova, for women to make a zimun for themselves.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.